Yeah, g'day, mate. You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Sorry, we're interviewing Midway Breaks today.
Say hello. Should be on air.
Hello. How are you going?
Good, thanks. How are you?
I am most extraordinary, thank you.
That is so exciting.
Most extraordinary. Yo, sick.
Cool, so what's the reason we've got you on our show today? Tell us about the exciting plans Midway Breaks has.
Yeah, I mean, we've been very fortunate to hook up on a tour with the very famous Devilskin and Villainy, so we're pretty excited about that. It's a 12-show nationwide tour. Dunedin, I think, is the second of all the shows, and yeah, it's going to be pretty epic. If you like loud noises, you're probably going to hear quite a lot.
Yeah, no doubt. How is it all laid out in terms of touring? Are you starting kind of at the bottom of the country and going up, or are you kind of dotted all around the place?
Yeah, it is sort of that way, although we end up back in the middle. So, it's Invercargill, Dunedin, Motueka, Christchurch, then a bit up into North Island, Hastings, Palmerston North, Hamilton, New Plymouth, Whangarei, Auckland, Mount Maunganui, and then we end up in Wellington. So, it is a bit all over the place. So
that's so cool. What day are you playing in Dunedin?
We are Saturday, May 31st at Union Hall.
Oh, sweet. Yo, that's soon. Kind of.
That's so exciting. Get your tickets.
My nephew's just moved down to Dunedin to study, so I'm guessing he's probably going to want to come.
Hopefully.
But he'll be quite nearby.
I'm sure you'll have a home fan in the city.
Totally. And he's quite raucous, so it's going to be a bit embarrassing.
How did you guys end up meeting Devilskin and Villainy?
Well, Paul's the main connection. He's a drummer. We're just a two-piece. So I'd sing and play guitar, and he's a drummer. He played with both Jenny and Niall, and also from Devilskin at the NZ Rock All Stars at Spark Arena. End of last year, and also with Neil from Villainy on a Villainy song. So he basically played drums for all of that. So he's the original supergroup drummer. So he knows them, and I've only met Neil from Villainy, but I haven't met Devilskin guys, so we're looking forward to hanging out with them all.
Yeah, absolutely. I would love to ask, because Midwave Breaks, you're a two-piece band, so I'm wondering, how did you both meet, and what started you on this journey for your duo project?
Well, I mean, gangster rap always brings people together.
of course.
Actually, Paul and I went to primary school, intermediate, and college. And then and we were in a band called 8 together. So we're just best mates. Yeah. I was his best in his wedding party, and he was in mine. And we just
that's amazing.
Forever. So... there's a lot of in jokes, and probably know too much about each other, probably more than our wives. it's a long history, I'd sort of stopped doing music for a while. We were both in London for a while. He was in Stomp, the musical, and then he came back, and then I came back, and he moved to Auckland, and then he moved to Total, and I basically followed him like a lost puppy, and ended up here, and just had all these songs sitting on stuff, and he's like, we need to do this, so now we're back doing the stuff together, which is awesome.
That's so cool. When was Midwave Breaks born?
Four. Yeah, so it's sort of pandemic band, really. Pure boredom. That's what created us. We just wanted to write stuff that was, our stuff again. So yeah, it's cool. Not long. I think the other band's been together like 15 years. I think they're both formed. Devilskin and Villainy were both formed in 2010.
Wow.
So, jeez.
We're the babies on tour.
I was listening to some of your tunes, and I have to say, absolute bangers, but my favorite is Souvenirs. So I was wondering, what inspired that song?
It actually was an 8-song with eight. We only played it once. It was at a very last show, and it was never finished. I always disliked the chorus.
Oh, really?
That chorus, that was a mad version of it. And Paul and I were like, man, but we really love the verse. Let's bring it up again. And so we rewriting the chorus, it is actually about eight. So it's looking back at the souvenirs that were the memories that were eight. So it's us sort of reliving what that felt like in a new band.
That's really
skin.
Cool. What an awesome way to like, acknowledge the history of your music career.
Yeah, yeah. And it was awesome. You know, we really loved it. You know, it was a really big part of our lives. So this is like part two, sort of.
Yeah, that's so awesome. What's your writing process like between the two of you?
Paul's obviously like, I can sort of drum, but Paul's like obviously a monster. So for all the jump parts, I already sort of know what he's going to do. We've been playing together so long. So I sketch down some stuff. So I write most of them, and we work mainly together on the lyrics. Mm-hmm. Lyrics are hard. Some people find them really easy, but I find them really, really like, it takes me a long time to get to something that I feel like I can honestly sing and believe.
Yeah.
So we do a lot of that together, but all the music's usually me with Paul doing a little bit of cutty-cutty, choppy-choppy to make it sound how we should sound. Because I quite often go off onto tangents and Paul's like, you've gone really abstract again. You are. Yeah. People aren't going to understand what you're trying to do. I'm like, oh, come on, man, we can do this. And so he's always good at sort of making us feel like us all the time, even though I feel like I'm so avant-garde. He's like, nah, it still sounds like you, bro. So it's a fun process, actually, but it's quite hard. It's quite time consuming because generally I write a song, I'm playing guitar and writing all this stuff, and I play it to him, and then I'm like, oh, I haven't got a bass part yet. Oh, I haven't got a keyboard part yet. Oh, I haven't written the strings. So I sort of haven't written any of that. Yeah. All of that has to happen really organically, really quickly, like six people are in the band, but only one of us is really doing it, and then he does the drums.
Wow. You do all of that stuff yourself when recording, like you're on the keys and the strings and all that.
Yeah, I do everything. I do all the vocals. I just even sing with myself doing all the TV.
Your harmonies are really cool. I love the vocal layering in some of your songs.
Oh, thank you. That's really kind. And I mix it and I master it. So I basically literally do everything.
What?
So, I mean, we were lucky in the beginning. We got Mark Needham, who mixed The Killers and Imagine Dragons, and he did a bunch of our songs in the beginning. And he was so cool to send me the template. And so I've used a bunch of his sort of way he did stuff. And that was awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, sweet.
So,
pretty cool.
What are you mixing and mastering on? Is that Pro Tools or is that something else?
No, I'm in Pro Tools. And the downside of doing stuff with Mark was that he uses all the most expensive stuff.
Of course.
Man, the amount of money we spent just on trying to reproduce the session. Like, my wife knows most of what got spent. it was pretty insane. So, yeah, there's a lot of software and a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
It's all Pro Tools. We use a little bit of AI with the mastering just to give us some ideas, but I always tweak it in the end just to get it just how we want to do it.
Yeah.
Is there a song that you've released that's your favourite or that you're most proud of?
That's really interesting. it's good that they're all from different places. I know a couple that I don't like, which I like. Because you always look back and sometimes you go, oh, yeah, probably sort of rushed that one. I really do like Souvenirs, and probably for the reasons identified too, that it was a looking back to that. Lemonade's always live. Lemonade Hand Grenade's always a strong thing that we've really gotten inside and underneath the skin. But what I think we're probably most excited about in all bands are the new stuff. So we just played for the first time one of the songs off the new album coming up on the weekend and up in Auckland, and that was fun.
Yeah.
And yeah, there's a few of those songs that are coming out that, you know, I'm always excited about the new stuff. I always just feel like, I just can't wait to see how they go down. So
yeah. Oh my goodness, that's so exciting.
That is pretty exciting. I do love to hear that. I think it's a great sign, isn't it, when you've got, you know, seasoned musicians who are continuing to feel more excited about the things that they haven't released yet. It shows you that I know you can always improve no matter how long you've been doing it for, and so I think that's pretty exciting to hear as fans of that kind of music too.
Yeah, and I think, you know, that's it's for that, right? So you either you're writing because it's your job, or which would be great if it's our job, but, you know, music doesn't really pay the bills. we do it for the love, let's put it that way. But we've always decided if it gets to a point that we're not enjoying it, we just won't do it anymore, because you know, it is a lot of time. I mean, the amount of time we spend in the studio on tour, writing stuff, rehearsing, like, we've got the most understanding families ever, and, you know, it's and we do it because we love it, you know, and we are really excited about the new stuff. So, and I can't help it. I mean, I was up in the middle of the night last night writing something else, you know. I just can't help it. It just is always happening. So to me, it's pretty cathartic. I've just got to do this. It's like a pimple you've got to burst. That's a really bad analogy.
Gross, but that, mate, that got the point across. That's
get the pus of the song.
When can we expect your new album out?
Oh, I would have said to you at the beginning of the year, you'd probably have it by now. But because of the aforementioned reasons of why it takes so long to do everything and trying to get it done, and the tractor roof blowing off in the storm, and all blah blah blah, life. I think the it's probably with this tour now, we're focusing on that. It's probably going to be after the tour plus a month or two, I would say. So we're a good few way into. We've got about 7 songs that are really well shaped, and we want to get to probably about 10 to 12.
Yeah.
To make it feel like a good body, which we haven't done before. We've always done singles and EPs, so this is different for us.
That's really exciting. Perhaps another tour as well to introduce that
album. Yeah, well, definitely at some point. There's a few other things sort of bubbling away in the future that will come to light at some point.
Yeah, some more pimples to pop.
Yeah. That's the takeaway from this interview, though. Like, hey, that's the pimple guy. Pop music pimples or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I got a new song idea.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Messy as anything.
If you want to listen to some pussy pimple music.
Oh my god. That's a new genre. Pimple pop.
Definitely attend the amazing lineup they have on tour.
Come on. Oh, I just have to plug tickets at Ticketmaster, people.
Yes.
But yes, Saturday 31st, May, Union Hall.
Union Hall. Put it in your calendar.
Heck yeah. Re-Evolution Tour.
It will be awesome, truly. It'll be an awesome show.
Hell yeah. I'm looking forward to it. Well, thank you so very much for taking the time to speak to us here at Radio 1. We really appreciate it. And it's been an absolute pleasure.
Likewise. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Cool.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so
we'll catch
much.
You later.
Stay safe from the storm.
I will. Well, you guys too. You guys have had a bit of a battering in that region.
Cool. Thank you.
Bye. Yeah, now, Siebs, that was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.